This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Shootings at a Juneteenth celebration last night in Charlotte, North Carolina, leaving at least two people dead and seven others wounded, according to the Deputy Police Chief Johnny Jennings.
What started out as something positive on Friday has escalated into this, and now we're looking at least two deceased.
Jennings says five other people were injured when they were struck by vehicles when the chaos broke out. They're looking for what may be multiple shooters. Senior presidential advisor Kevin Hassett is reportedly leaving the White House before the summer is over. Hassett previously served on the White House Economic Council and returned this spring to assist with President Trump's response to the coronavirus pandemic. Existing home sales still plunging amid the pandemic. The National Association of Realtors just reporting a drop of 9.7% in May. This is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Police in Chicago say they're looking for help from citizens. After another weekend filled with gun violence in the Windy City, Police Superintendent David Brown says there's a common theme with this violence.
Gangs, guns, and drugs. And no consequences when Chicago cops make arrests.
Brown is demanding that violent offenders be kept in jail for longer than they currently have been, and that home monitoring be revamped. As of last night, nearly a dozen people were killed and almost 60 more wounded in shootings between Friday evening and last night. Some stormy weather is headed to the southeastern U.S.
There's no sun up in the sky, stormy weather.
In this case, it's the remnants of a Saharan dust storm that has sent a dust plume across the United States. It's expected to arrive in the southeastern U.S. by midweek. And this is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Atlanta's interim police chief speaking out about tensions in the city between his department and the community as a higher than number amount of officers have been calling out sick since former police officer Garrett Rolfe was charged with murder for the death of Rayshard Brooks. Rolfe shot Brooks in a Wendy's parking lot a little over a week ago. The interim chief says the department will not tolerate lawlessness, although the department is sensitive to the protests. The New York Museum of Natural History is now requesting that its statue of Theodore Roosevelt be removed. The bronze statue of Roosevelt on horseback with a Native American man and an African man standing beside the horse is located on the front steps at the Central Park West entrance, and it has sparked controversy over the years. Mayor de Blasio saying that removing it is the right decision at the right time. No word, though, on when the statue is going to come down or where it will go from there. And one of grunge rock's most iconic instruments is now the most expensive guitar of all time. Kurt Cobain's 1959 Martin D18E acoustic electric that he played during Nirvana's MTV Unplugged episode sold for a record-setting $6 million over the weekend. It had previously been appraised at about $1 million. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Minutes after the top of the hour, that's what it says. I wouldn't lie to you. I'm Bill Martinez saying, how you doing? Hope you're hanging in there as best you can, all things considered, as we're colliding with two calamities, any which one, you think about it, how many nations could deal with what we're dealing with these back-to-back attacks on our foundational structure. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here, and with us is David Horowitz, New York Times best-selling author, who says in his brand-new book, Blitz, Trump will smash the left and win. David, always good to be talking to you. How are you, sir?
I'm pretty good.
Well, this
book, I wrote a book, Big Agenda, which predicted Trump would win in 2016, and this book shows why he will again.
Mm-hmm.
This latest crisis, this violence, the terrorists in our streets who are burning our cities, with the help of the Democratic Party, all
exactly.
The Democrat mayors and governors withhold law enforcement and leave ordinary citizens vulnerable to these vicious criminals. The American people are going to re-elect Trump.
Mm-hmm. Are they realizing what's going on, David? Because you grew up with this. What's happening on the streets right now is no big surprise to you. You grew up with this. Your parents indoctrinated you in this type of strategy.
But actually, my communist parents were law-abiding.
Mm-hmm. Law-abiding communists? I've never heard that before, but that's okay. I like
it. Well, they did. Russian agents in their basement.
Mm.
So I guess they weren't. But, my mother never had a traffic ticket.
Right.
These people are open lawbreakers.
Mm-hmm.
The Antifa is a fascist.
Right.
It's actually a communist organization.
And to what end, David? David, to what end here?
Because they want to destroy America. They think that everybody disagrees with them. It's a white supremacist. I mean, they say this. There's a whole book called The Antifa Manual. You can get it for 99 cents on Amazon.
Was that the one that the Attorney General of Minnesota was holding up? Ellison, that one.
And the argument is that the government won't control the white supremacists. The racists. That's everybody who opposes them. That's everybody who voted for Trump.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to shut them down, suppress them violently, take away their platforms, intimidate them, kill them. And that's where the Democratic Party is today, supporting these people.
Kind of amazing. Are they not the white supremacists themselves. Isn't that Antifa? I mean, some people think Antifa's black, but I see them as more white than black.
They're white radicals.
Right.
They will kill you if you're black or white. Mm-hmm. If you oppose them, and that's the, you know, this wanton destruction. They spray paint, kill the rich, mm-hmm. screw the 1%. You know, it's all about Marxism, and they're armed and dangerous, and they practice violence. And the so-called protesters are covers for them. And the Democratic Party, I mean, the other night, well, it was last night, watching Trump actually show these Democrat governors and mayors who are ending the terrorists how to restore peace to the cities, clearing, you know, you create a curfew, you clear them out. The Democratic Party as a whole is attacking Trump, saying it was a photo op. No, it wasn't.
Right.
It was a symbolic restoring peace to America. That's what's done in every one of these cities. Mm-hmm. And they're all controlled by Democrats.
Right.
Democrats are in league with the terrorists. You know, they don't actually set fire to the buildings. They don't, you know, throw the Molotov. Well, some of them do throw the Molotov cocktails. They got these two Ivy League lawyers who were throwing Molotov.
Yeah, but you even have daughters.
But
you've got daughters. You got daughters of Democratic, you know, mayors and governors and that are involved.
Yeah,
are you kidding me?
Daughters out there, and he's proud of her. And
yeah.
De Blasio is responsible. All this violence in New York, that's De Blasio's fault.
Mm-hmm.
You can stop it. You just get overwhelming force, arrest them, and throw away the key.
Yes.
It's just this devastation of our cities is a nightmare. It's like an invading army. And my book Blitz, which is about the whole war against Trump, until this happened, shows what the Democratic Party and the left is actually about. Americans are too well-meaning, they're too tolerant. They don't understand what's happened to one of their major parties, which is the Democrat Party. It's a racist party. You know, the race isn't even an issue here.
Exactly.
A person in the country, from the president on down, who hasn't condemned that cop, why are they demonstrating in front of the White House? The president extended his sympathies. The whole city of Minneapolis, all the law enforcement in the state, is controlled by the Democratic Party. Why aren't they at DNC headquarters?
Exactly. Well, I've asked, where's Al Sharpton?
I've done Blitz, it will explain all that. I know it's because I come out of this background of the left. I mean, I never tore a rock in the 60s myself, but I knew all the people who did.
Yes.
I know what their mentality is, and it's gotten worse and worse, and it's totally encouraged by the Democrat Party. People have to understand that. There isn't a Democrat in sight who's saying the right thing and condemning this violence, calling on the president to do whatever, and the governors, whatever is within their means, or the mayors of Washington and Atlanta and Minneapolis, all Democrats, to do what it takes in Los Angeles to protect law-abiding citizens. That's the most basic function of government.
Exactly. Well, I believe, David, because of this display, the American people are starting to figure out the ruse here that has been created by these Democrats and these lefties. I mean, who's funding this? Do we know? I mean, everybody, the default is you go to Soros, but go ahead.
We know that Joe Biden's staffers are bailing out the terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
They get arrested in Hollywood. All these lefties are bailing them out. They hate this country. People have to understand that. I did a book years ago called The Hate America Left. They hate America. What they want to institute is a communist state.
Exactly.
Where there will be no freedom and where they can spend $100 trillion on their stupid, impractical schemes and bankrupt the country in the process.
Why is it that America is not getting that?
If you read Blitz, my new book, Trump Will Smash the Left and Win, you get the story. of the attacks on Trump from the moment he announced he was running, they created a resistance, which is sedition. America is based on compromise. That's what our Constitution imposes on people. Checks and balances. The Electoral College. That's all about forcing factions in this country to compromise. The Democrats are against that.
Well, we've got to go to David. We got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. David Horowitz. After this, stay with us.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Bill Martinez, live.
And independent we are. I am Bill Martinez. David Horowitz continues with us as we're talking about his brand new book, Blitz. Trump will smash the left and win, the New York Times best-selling author claims. David, the thing is that I question is why is not
Why is this not so clear? What is being done to our country? Right now, we are at war.
Americans are too well-meaning, and you have the whole media. You know, Trump did an incredibly courageous thing on Monday night by walking, creating a path where he could walk across the street. He risked his life and the life of his cabinet, a bar, you know, attorney general, secretary of defense. And within seconds, when I was watching CNN, they had the governor of Illinois, a Democrat, attacking Trump, mocking him, saying that he used tear gas on peaceful protesters. If they were peaceful protesters, why were they there after the curfew?
Exactly.
And why did the National Guard think it was necessary to use tear gas? What the Democratic Party is doing is indicting all our law enforcement, indicting the National Guard, indicting the President of the United States. It's sedition. It's treason is what it is. We have them at war. They did this with the coronavirus. Every health system in the country is controlled by governors, not the President. Every unnecessary death, like all those nursing home deaths, were caused by Democrat governors, and they blame the whole virus on Trump.
Exactly, particularly in New York.
They're uniting the country.
Yeah.
This is the Democratic Party today.
And, exactly.
You know, and Biden, I mean, he's a bumbling, senile fool with these platitudes and these attacks on Trump. But you know that it's Hillary and Obama behind them. Obama, when Black Lives Matter, you know, this was a couple of years ago, I discussed it in my book, you know, they were killing cops, they were calling, you know, what do we want, dead cops, when do we want them now? Mm-hmm. Cops were being assassinated across the country, and Obama kept inviting Black Lives Matter to the White House, a racist organization.
Well, when
we are not a racist country. When they talk about, I do all this in my book Blitz. Mm-hmm. When they talk about systemic racism, that's imaginary.
Yes,
you can't have system racism because it's outlawed by the Civil Rights Act, by the 14th Amendment, and by the whole will of the country. But you know, blacks dominate our culture. Our sports cultures, they're the icons of our children.
In entertainment,
they're just completely crazy. Systemic racism is just a code for their attacks on conservatives and Republicans. Law-abiding American citizens.
Yeah, when you go back and you think about what triggered this, I recall clearly the Trayvon Martin hoax, which Crump was the attorney for the family at the time. He lied. He knew he lied. Why this guy is still an attorney is beyond me. He lives another day. And as you were suggesting earlier, I mean, look at. And even blacks will say it, you know. In fact, George Floyd's brother even said it yesterday. If you do the crime, you pay the time. I mean, George Floyd, the bottom line is he wouldn't have been in handcuffs if he hadn't committed a crime. That's what started this. Go ahead.
But this is an atrocity. This cop is a murderer.
No, there's no question there.
They got an election. I don't even know if they have a death penalty in Minnesota. But the point is that nobody is defending him. There's not a police force that's defending them. No one is saying that there's extenuating circumstances for putting your knee on somebody's neck and crushing them to death. Nobody.
Right.
There is that. This racism thing is just a club that they use to club all Americans who don't agree with them.
Right.
This is not a white supremacist country. If anything, you know, there's black skin privilege.
Yes.
You get into college with 200 less SAT points, you can get jobs, you get promotions if you're black.
Well, how much money have we spent on the war on poverty? Almost $30
trillion.
$30 trillion, and they're asking.
It perpetuates poverty.
Right. And the founder of BET is asking for more reparations. He wants $14 trillion.
That is sue the Confederate government.
Yes.
American government free the slaves, for crying out to you.
Well, American people did that. 600,000 deaths. They weren't all blacks from the Civil War. These are white. These were Hispanics and other minorities.
50,000 whites gave their lives.
Yes.
Free. But, you know, and they talk like Biden. I mean, this lies, 400 years of slavery. 400 years ago was 1600, before the Pilgrims landed. There was no America. Then there were just English colonies. There was 87 years of slavery, and it took 87 years because everybody was aware, after the revolutionary statements of the Declaration that all men are created equal and have a God-given right to liberty, it took 87 years because they were terrified of the Civil War, of the Brits aligning with the South that would have crushed the North in the early day. Anyway,
yeah.
The racism of the Democratic Party I deal with in my book Blitz.
Exactly.
But also, there's all these corrupt black officials who preside over the inner cities. That's why nothing happens. The Clyburns,
the Sharptons and Jesse Jackson and
well,
that on down the line.
Sharptons and the job, but it's the officials.
Yes.
What was the name of that tenant? He was a Baltimore congressman who got into a fight with Trump, which I describe in my book.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump called him a racist. He was a racist. He became a millionaire.
Exactly.
While he presided over a city, they got $15 billion in federal funds. Whose pockets did that go into?
Mm-hmm.
It's this corrupt class of black leaders that are in the Democratic Party that keep their black citizens. They're the ones oppressing them.
Yeah, you're talking. You were talking about Elijah Cummings.
Elijah Cummings, yeah.
Yes.
They created a great civil rights hero.
Mm-hmm.
No, he wasn't. He was a corrupt politician who kept his people down. It just, and you think of this Minneapolis thing. Everybody who has power over this evil cop and his evil partners in this crime, everyone who has power over him is a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
The police chief is black. The attorney general is black. The city council has 12 Democrats and a Green Party member. They're the people responsible for anything that's wrong in the police force, not Trump, not Republicans, not America. Not institutional racism. It's a nightmare. We're now in the eighth day or something, and they're still going on, and everybody is stroking themselves with their virtue signaling, deploring what happened to George Floyd, which is deplorable.
Right.
But enough already.
David, let me ask you.
Especially when it's a cover for these terrorists in the streets, and all these peaceful protesters. In Martin Luther King's day, I mean, you saw the way people were dressed when they demonstrated. They were
in suit and ties.
And they would not have associated with violent people.
Right.
But these people are out there menacing the White House and being defended in menacing the White House by the Democratic Party.
What's the future of the Democratic Party after this?
Well, it all depends on the American people. I'm betting on the American people.
Yeah,
they can see what's going on. They can see the nonsense.
I think this is going to be devastating for them, David. I think that 2020 will be devastating for them, and they're going to have to reorganize because they're going to take a big hit here, if I'm seeing this correctly.
To cure this.
Exactly. Well, his book Blitz, Trump Will Smash the Left and Win, New York Times bestselling author David Horowitz is back with another winner. And, boy, he spells it out. And it's, David, the timing of this book and what you demonstrate and what you bring light to is what we're dealing with, whether it's COVID-19 or the riots that are happening from coast to coast. David Horowitz. David, appreciate you being here. The book will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com as well. Thank you, David. Take care.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenient. convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Shootings at a Juneteenth celebration last night in Charlotte, North Carolina, leaving at least two people dead and seven others wounded, according to the Deputy Police Chief Johnny Jennings.
What started out as something positive on Friday has escalated into this, and now we're looking at least two deceased.
Jennings says five other people were injured when they were struck by vehicles when the chaos broke out. They're looking for what may be multiple shooters. Senior presidential advisor Kevin Hassett is reportedly leaving the White House before the summer is over. Hassett previously served on the White House Economic Council and returned this spring to assist with President Trump's response to the coronavirus pandemic. Existing home sales still plunging amid the pandemic. The National Association of Realtors just reporting a drop of 9.7% in May. This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owner population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
We have a country to save.
Independent we are. Welcome back. Good to have you with us. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, we're waiting on a call from Vatican City, coming from Newt Gingrich, the former Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, host of Newt's World podcast at Gingrich360.com, the author of 40 books, including his latest, Trump and the American Future, Solving the Great Problems of Our Time. Looking forward to this conversation with the Speaker to really help us break down what is going on. And I understand we are connected now. Speaker Gingrich, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, and it's great to be with you. And you're right, there's a lot to think through about where we are today.
Well, in this book, you say this election represents the most decisive choice Americans will make since 1860, which was the election of President Abraham Lincoln, ultimately led to the U.S. Civil War. Why is this election as serious and vital as that one?
Well, I think the difference in two futures, I recently wrote a newsletter which is available for free at Cambridge 360, in which I outlined, imagine what a Biden, Schumer, Pelosi machine will be like, what they'll try to accomplish. They'll try to turn us into sort of California plus. And then imagine what Trump and McConnell and McCarthy would try to accomplish. That gap is the widest gap that I can remember in modern American history. And I think if you look at the radicalism of Pelosi's $3 trillion bill, which Biden has said he would sign, you can begin to see, you know, for example, they They pay $1,200 to every illegal immigrant in the United States just automatically. And so there's a whole range of things that go on from there. They legalized tax-paid abortions up through the last month. They would release prisoners in such a badly written provision that would actually release at least six serial killers that we've been able to identify so far. It's just sort of the left at its worst. And the three of them together, if the radical left had the presidency and the Senate and the House, I think it's very hard to imagine how bad it could get and how fast it could get that bad. And you're seeing it around the country right now. I mean, we've had 6 weeks of attacking the police. The police have pulled back, and now you had a weekend of violence that was extraordinary because the criminal elements are beginning to feel like they're on top, and the police have to stay out of their way. So,
exactly.
As a conservative, none of that surprises me. But as a radical who believes that the police are the problem and the criminals are the good guys, this has got to come as a terrible shock.
Well, this is a clear lesson, even for conservatives, to see the cause-effect relationship. We see, you know, to your point, in New York, they get rid of 600 plainclothes officers, and crime goes up. It was directly causal. I mean, so how do you argue that?
Well, I mean, the left argues it as a matter of faith, because they've been, I did another newsletter talking about three generations of brainwashing. And if you go back to Marcuse in the early 60s at Berkeley, what you've had is cycle after cycle of extreme left-wing goofy ideas, which have been preached as though they made sense. And so you end up with the New York Times younger reporters who are also radical, that when their editor actually published one op-ed by a conservative senator, they got together as a group, basically as a lynch mob, and forced the publisher to fire him.
Yeah,
and that only took 3 or 4 days. It's not because they're an occasional person. It's that you have the radicalization of our universities, which has led to the radicalization of the news media, which has led to the radicalization of the bureaucracy and the judges. Mm-hmm. And all this has been getting worse and worse and worse since the early 1960s.
Exactly. And it's been further accommodated by big tech and what some are referring to as the Palo Alto Mafia. I mean, Google, on the night of President Trump's election, as you'll recall, you had the CEO saying this will never happen again. He vowed to his constituency, to the employees there at Google, this would not happen. And now you have Twitter and Facebook jumping into this as well, you know, between shadow banning and tagging the president's tweets and on and on, and conservative outlets and conservative voices being squelched as well.
Look, all of these big corporations hire the best people from the best universities, which means they're getting the most brainwashed. So all of their junior executives are left-wing cuckoos. And they believe all this. I mean, what Ronald Reagan once said, you know, it's not what they don't know that's frightening.
Yes.
It's what they know that isn't true. Mm-hmm. And that's what you're up against. And so that leads then to barbarians who go out and destroy statues of people they don't know without any cause. And it's like watching the Taliban destroy the two Buddhist statues in 2001. When people who claim they're for civil rights destroy a statue of General Grant, who led the army which destroyed slavery and who, as president, sent the U.S. Army into South Carolina to defeat the Ku Klux Klan, you have to wonder what level of ignorance is behind the mob. But, of course, mobs are unreasoning, and mobs are unintelligent, and they ultimately end up like Seattle, where you now had a mob literally stopping the police from going to the scene of a murder, which has to be a total violation of the civil rights of the person who was killed. I mean,
exactly.
You know, when that happened in Mississippi during the civil rights period, we sent in the FBI to track down every person who obstructed justice and put them in jail. And I think we're going to be pushed into the same thing by the time this is over.
Well, A.G. Barr said over the weekend, this is unsustainable. This cannot last. And so I believe the government is getting ready because the local government is not doing anything about it. And you've got local businesses. You have people there in that, even in that three-block area that they've cordoned off for themselves are saying this is, I mean, this cannot be happening in a free America.
Right. You can't have, you know, we're all proud that they've managed to track down and break up the caliphate that ISIS had created. Well, now what you have is the equivalent of a caliphate in Seattle being created by Antifa, which is a hard left group, which had its origins in Europe with communist supported efforts, particularly in Germany. And they're clearly for a totalitarian society.
Mr. Speaker, why isn't the media joining in and speaking of Antifa and aligning BLM, Black Lives Matter, as the other side of the same coin? What are we missing here in translation?
Well, of course, if you actually read what the founders of Black Lives Matter said, they openly said they're Marxist, and they openly said basically that they want to replace the United States. So in that sense, you know, but the news media is operating right now for pure emotion. I mean, the term Black Lives Matter is a work of brilliance, and Black Lives do matter, and therefore the initial reaction is, of course, that's a good term. It's a bad organization, but it's a good term. But you have to, again, remember, the same radicalism that comes out of the colleges is going into the New York Times, it's going to NBC, it's going into CBS. Therefore, these are people who are the propaganda arm of the left.
Yes.
They're not reporters. They're not part of the news media. There is no news media anymore. They're just propaganda arm of the left. There are a handful of places you could argue, maybe the Wall Street Journal, maybe Fox News, certainly a lot of talk radio. But there are huge elements in the United States that are now totally owned by the left. And as you point out, that includes some of the biggest and most powerful Internet-based companies.
Well, Mr. Speaker, what I've been concerned about, and we've said quite often here on this show, is the hyphenation of America and the disunifying efforts. Though Black Lives Matter sounds like a good rallying cry, to me that further divides us. And I don't believe Martin Luther King would have gotten behind that slogan because he believed that all lives matter and that not any one life over another. And that's what Black Lives Matter, and that's why Cruz took on the ladies of The View here this past week in bringing that point up.
Well, remember that you recently had a UCLA professor who was literally suspended for having read Martin Luther King Jr.'s letter for Birmingham jail.
Yeah, amazing.
Now,
Mr. Speaker, I apologize. We have to go to break. We'll be back more from Newt Gingrich after this. Stay with us.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or yourself, self-employed. This law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. 630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. The former Speaker Newt Gingrich is with us, the one who gave us the Contract of America, now gives us another book that couldn't be more timely, his latest book, just releasing Trump and the American Future, Solving the Great Problems of Our Time. I always like to read, Speaker, the dedication of books. It really tells me about a writer's heart and where they are, and I appreciate that you honored your wife, the Ambassador Callista Gingrich, who is there with you in Vatican City, and you've been there since the quarantine and the lockdown, and you've noted other ambassadors and patriots who have served America in Rome through this COVID-19 pandemic.
Well, first of all, Callista is just a remarkable person, and she makes my life amazingly better. Mm. And at the same time, we've had a great adventure here in Rome. And she's doing a great job as ambassador to the Vatican. But it was her support that allowed me to focus the time and the effort and the attention to write this book. Mm. And because of the pandemic here, we were under lockdown for 10 weeks. So she had to put up with me. We divided up. She got the office, and I got the dining room. So my office is in the dining room.
Right,
but we managed to work in parallel without too much difficulty for 10 weeks, which is a long time.
Yes.
And I figure she deserved the recognition because she paid the price.
Well, you all have, and appreciate your fight for the American dream, Mr. Speaker, as it's continued all your life. It has been a lifelong dedication. Right now, we are on the brink. We see two Americas and two roads here, one that leads more to socialism, and if we would look and understand history, we see that with socialism comes human destruction and devastation beyond comprehension, or the other, and that is which our founding fathers had laid out for us in the U.S. Constitution, that provided us a road to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You say this book is an introduction to the long-term struggles that will define America. While some of it may be altered by the immediate crisis in the long run, these basic choices between traditional America and the radical Democrat left will be a dominant struggle of our lifetime.
Well, that's right. I think the reality is that the left has gone further and further to the left starting in the early 1960s with Marcuse at Berkeley, it has developed into an overtly anti-American movement, and it has gained enormous power from the news media, from the unions, from all sorts of, from Hollywood. And so, and they literally want to replace the country as we know it. And I think we have to recognize that, and we have to deal with it responsibly. And I think it's an enormous challenge.
When you when you break down the demographic, Mr. Speaker, how many people are really behind the Democratic Party full force and understanding that that is their ideology versus people that are just going along? I mean, I'm here in Florida. I see these young kids carrying signs, Black Lives Matter. They have no clue what Black Lives Matter is all about. And I wonder how many within the Democratic Party are, you know, really understand what this force is and what Democratic policies have done to America and what they will continue to do if they're allowed to rule.
Well, I think 10 to 20%. And I think that, but if you look at revolutions, you look at the Russian Revolution, for example, in 1917, 10 to 20% is more than enough. You know, and I think that there is a hardline group across the board who understand very much what they're trying to accomplish, and who are relentlessly hostile to the core values of the United States. So I think we just have to confront that reality, and take them on. And I think in the middle, there are a large number of people who are sort of fellow travelers in the Marxist sense, but also people who haven't thought about it very much. They want to be where the crowds are going, that sort of thing. And I think that it's important to remember that for a lot of these people, just being in the in-group, you know, doing what the popular people are doing.
Exactly.
So the impact of Hollywood, for example, the impact of the news media, just in creating a momentum, and as you point out, my guess is if you took 5 or 10 planks out of the Black Lives Matter list of what they say their goals are, and you went up to those same young people, they'd be against 7 or 8 out of the 10. But they don't know that. They, you know, and the term sounds good. And so, and certainly, you know, I'm for Black Lives Mattering. Now, where I differ with them is I think all lives matter.
Exactly. That's
that,
where
of
I'm
course,
right.
And that, of course, is unacceptable to the hard left. So, but we have to have the courage to stand up and win that argument. And, of course, they know they can't win the argument. So what they do now is they use coercive tactics. They get people fired. I mean, the level of coercion in this country is, I think, the highest it's been in modern history. And the number of places where you can be fired for saying the wrong thing is extraordinary.
It is, considering that we're supposedly in a free America. We're talking with the former Speaker of the House of Representatives, Newt Gingrich, talking to us from Vatican City about his new book, Trump and the American Future, Solving the Great Problems of Our Time. In your book, Mr. Speaker, you talk about an ideology in the Democratic Party, and we referred to this earlier, that hates police, protects criminals. How does this relate to the massive protest against police misconduct that we're seeing across the country today, and what is the best way to restore trust in law enforcement while still ensuring that African Americans are treated fairly by law enforcement?
Well, I think part of what's going to happen is the self-correction that we saw over the weekend. You know, if you beat up the police long enough, they pull back.
Yes.
If they pull back, the criminals move in. You look at 2 weeks ago, Chicago had the bloodiest Sunday in 50 years. 18 people were killed in one day.
Right. 25 on the weekend, I think. That whole weekend was 25. Yeah.
That's right. And this weekend was horrible in Chicago, in Minneapolis, in New York. And you got to recognize that here's the key. Yes, we have to have police reform. I think the president made a start. I think Senator Tim Scott has a pretty powerful bill in the Senate. I personally am for more police, paid better, trained better, carrying body cameras, and being held to very strict accountability. I think, which means also changing some of the union rules so that the police, if you really are not an appropriate person to be a policeman, we should be able to get rid of you, which, by the way, is a principle I'd also apply to the teachers' unions. But having said that, if you simply go up to people, you know, 80% of the country likes their local police. 4 out of 5 Americans believe that their community police are okay. And if you start asking people, do you really want to live in a city where the police don't show up, aren't responsive, and you hear, you know, somebody tries to break in at 2 in the morning, you call 911, and they announce that, they'll be glad to take a message. Please leave a message. We'll be back at 9 tomorrow morning. There are the woman who is the president of the Minneapolis City Council said 2 things I thought were amazing. One was when in a conversation on CNN, when the other person said, well, you know, what if I'm afraid of getting raped at 2 in the morning and there are no police? And she said, fear of rape is an example of white privilege.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And I thought, you know, I think you had a pretty good debate line. Let's, you know. But let's say everybody who thinks it's white privilege can be for Joe Biden, and everybody who thinks it's authentic to be afraid of being raped could be for Donald Trump. And overnight, I think we would, you know, you would eliminate any question about women and Donald Trump. Second, the next day she said, I dream of a city without police. Well, that's not a dream. That's a fantasy. And in the real world, it becomes a nightmare. And I think we have to be very direct. Much more direct than we have been. The Democrats have run the mayor's office in Chicago for 89 years, since 1931. If it ain't working, it's because the Democrats have the wrong policies, the wrong values, and the wrong structures. And we have to go in and say that over and over again.
Exactly.
Same thing's true in Baltimore, where Pelosi's brother and father were both mayors of the city. The Democrats have owned the mayorship for 56 years in Baltimore. And we have to take head on their performance failure and their values errors.
Well, and I think this is why Donald Trump's call to Black America going into the communities and saying, look, give me a shot. What have you got to lose? And look what he was able to do in 3.5 years with all the resistance that the blue state governors, the local officials, Nancy Pelosi, the Democrats did to resist anything positive. And he has been almost single-handedly the force that has lifted up Black America.
Well, and that's why I think when we get down to it this fall, he's going to do surprisingly well in the Black community. In February, they had the lowest Black unemployment rate in history. He has helped historically Black colleges and universities more than any president in history. With Tim Scott's leadership in the Congress, they've created 4,000 opportunity zones in poor neighborhoods, and over $100 billion in private capital have poured into those zones. And I think they've got to get back to that message. And, of course, you had a break here for about a month as the news media and the left went crazy and wanted to have everything single around police brutality and then wanted to attack Donald Trump for being insensitive. So I'm sure he took a temporary hit. But I think as we get back into this conversation, and particularly as people watch the consequence, as crime goes up, as the violence continues, and as people begin to realize criminals are vastly more dangerous to the Black community than our policemen.
Exactly. Well, Mr. Speaker, we got to leave it there. Again, we thank you for your time. The book, Trump and American Future, Solving the Great Problems of Our Time, will be linked on our website. How can the people be in touch with you? We got 5 seconds.
They just go to Gingrich 360.
Former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Be blessed.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.